flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, coming to you live from Kennesaw, Twin Peaks. Final hour for us. Come by and say hello. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Get back into the big story of the day just a couple minutes from right now. Hawks related, not so much about last night, which was awful.
Yes.
More about what's going
to
happen.
They lost to the damn Raptors.
To the Raptors, who had one road win all year coming into last night. Now they got two.
Yes.
Going for three on Saturday because they're playing the Raptors at home again. Don't let the Raptors get two of their three road wins of the year on you.
Talk about so we played down at their level.
Come on, man. This is the same week that these guys went on TNT and said they're a sleeper.
Yeah.
Got us. I think anytime somebody says something's a sleeper, it goes bad. all the sleepers we've had over the last couple of years.
In this city?
You're sleeping on.
Every
time somebody says they're a sleeper, they're actually just dead. They're not asleep. They're dead. You got to poke them and see if they're alive.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get back into the big story in just a couple minutes. Conference championship keys to victory coming up in 20 minutes from right now. We'll get more into the Commanders and the Eagles, the Bills and the Chiefs, a really interesting match. I mean, one, obviously, kind of great matchup between the Bills and the Chiefs, and then fun story with the Commanders and obviously the Eagles trying to get back there as well. We'll get to an AMA at 140 to wrap things up.
Dude, according to On3, Jeremiah Smith, the all-world, about to be sophomore receiver, has been offered $4.5+ million to go into the transfer portal.
Sounds like a bargain.
Yes.
Sounds like a bargain to me.
Yes.
$4.5 million for that guy?
Yeah.
You're the best player in the country.
Yeah. So Ohio State's got to come at 6, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Ohio, I mean, Jeremiah Smith's got to get quarterback money.
Sure. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah, he got a quarterback.
If somebody's paying four, no offense to the person I'm about to mention.
Because you're about to offend the hell out of him.
But if somebody is going to pay $4 million for Carson Beck to be their quarterback, Jeremiah Smith needs to get 6 to be their wide receiver.
Yes.
Okay? Like, I understand quarterback's the most important, blah, blah, blah. But, like, that guy right there, if he could come out right now, would be a first-round draft pick.
Yes.
Like, that, he's one of the best players in college football already.
Yes.
And just made the biggest play that Ohio State had all year in order to win them the national championship. So it doesn't surprise me if this is true.
Right.
It also wouldn't surprise me if Jeremiah Smith already has, like, a group of people that put stuff out there like that just to make sure Ohio State ups the ante.
Yes.
Because he's already getting paid a lot of money by them, I would imagine.
Yes.
He was a huge recruit in the first place.
Right.
Whatever his NIL situation was, it's got to go up. But, yeah, I mean, this is probably true for all underclassmen who are great. Right?
Like, I would think so.
Wouldn't you think so? Like,
yeah,
you have a great season and you're underclassmen. You go to the meeting and you ask for the bag.
But you remember when Lane Kiffin and people got all pissed off at Lane when he said, he's like, we're talking about what quarterback? We're talking about Bryce Young.
Uh-huh.
Bryce Young should go in the portal.
Yeah.
Give him money. Like, or at least raise the price. Or I'm talking about make Alabama or whoever, Ohio State, come back to the table like, hey, Oregon's offered me $5 million. I feel like they give me 5.
Right.
What you got?
Because here's the thing. It's not like, again, it's so different than professional leagues where you actually are having your agent negotiate with the general manager of the other team.
Right.
It could all be made up.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You can't check. Like, you can't, like, whoever the big booster is for Ohio State can't call Phil Knight and be like, you guys really offering $6 million?
Phil.
You guys really doing that?
What the hell, Phil?
I mean, I guess he could because there's also no regulations either. So you can do whatever you want.
I bet they're like, he's ours, Phil. He's ours.
Leave him alone.
He's a Buckeye.
Leave him alone, Phil.
Leave him alone,
but here's Phil.
Phil
wants him. Throw eight at him.
Hell yeah. Why not? But
Phil said this year, and not this year, he said it in 2024, he would die unfulfilled if Oregon doesn't win a national championship in his lifetime.
I mean,
open up the checkbook.
What Phil has done in his lifetime.
I know, so much.
So much.
It's like an incredible life.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's an incredible life to have it hinge on something that he has no control over.
Exactly. That's why I was going to go. You can't control the game, Phil.
No, this man, like, created an entire empire.
Yes. Yes.
Among other, like, probably really impressive stuff that he's done in his life. Seems like probably a pretty solid dude.
But that's the thing about, Phil Knight said, like, he would die unfulfilled.
Yeah.
How do you know you're dead?
He'd be up there in heaven just sad.
You think he'd be up in heaven just looking down him and
he's sitting on a cloud.
Him and Bob Uecker. They're chilling.
Bob's like, good thing I got my championship.
Yeah.
Feels like I tried to buy mine.
Yeah, man. Him and Coach Dooley sitting up there. Him and Vince Dooley sitting up there just chilling.
Jojo, who's Phil hanging out with up there?
There's gotta be some
like all time Oregon folks that are up there. I don't know, all the Oregon people I know are still alive.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I mean I don't know. Other billionaires?
Somebody.
Yeah. Who?
Paul Allen, maybe.
Yeah, so they're Paul Allen.
They're
probably homies.
Probably.
Yeah, so
there's rumors that Phil wants to buy the Blazers.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why wouldn't you? You got the cake. You got the bread. Go buy a team. Mm-hmm. That's my new motto. If you got the bread, go buy a team.
That's your motto. Something Randy said a lot of times.
Go buy your team, a boat, and a plane.
Nah, just a sat like angel Phil Knight up there with wings. And do you think he gets like green wings? You know, because the Ducks have the wings all over their helmets and all that.
Yeah.
Or silver ones?
I don't know.
But he's up there.
But how does Phil Knight?
100. I don't know. A million years old.
Yeah.
He's on death's doorstep. He's going to die soon. If they don't win, and they were 13-0 in the playoff, right? I mean, number one team in the country. He thought it was his chance.
Yeah, it did.
And then Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State came in there and
took it.
Snatched it right from his cold, almost dead fingers.
You knew he had to have his asthma pump with him.
Oh, no. They had the rhino DNA had to be double injection that next day.
Injected in the left cheek.
You got to keep me alive.
Yeah, no,
one more year.
I got to get another year out of this.
Dylan Gabriel was my ticket.
Paul Allen's family owns the Blazers, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And okay.
So let me start talking about something that I don't fully understand. And it'll sort of circle back to Pete Carroll slightly, okay? So it'll make sense in terms of the news of the day. From what I understand, there was something written into his ownership contract, his will, and all that kind of stuff, that his family had to retain ownership of the teams, the Seahawks and the Blazers, for a number of years after he died.
Right.
So his family's been in charge of it. They're not as invested in it as he was. Like, he was a great owner. Like, spared no expense, whatever. It's kind of no surprise that the Seahawks and the Blazers have both sort of taken a dive, I would say, since he passed. The Russell Wilson situation got out of hand after he passed. The Damian Lillard situation got out of hand. Like, he would have probably handled those better, and he was gone. But I think the time limit is approaching to where they can finally sell.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So Phil Knight might be able to.
Okay.
Pete Carroll might still be the coach in Seattle if Paul Allen was still alive.
That's amazing that he could hold all that down.
He might.
And then everybody, once he goes away, passes away, it's like the cold cliff just like.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Here's what I don't understand. I don't understand what the difference between someone who can own a team and do it like that is and someone who can own a team who cares a lot but can't.
Right.
Like, what makes someone good at that? I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Because, like, Arthur Blank cares as much as any of these people do.
Yes.
He wants to win as much as Paul Allen does, but he can't.
Yeah,
hadn't been able to do it, not with the Falcons. He did with Atlanta United, but he hadn't been able to do it with the Falcons.
That's the biggest blank you to these billionaire owners. Like Jerry Jones. Like, if Jerry could buy the Super Bowl, he would.
Oh, he would have already.
He would have already
He's
tried to buy it. You know what I mean?
Everything he could buy to sort of celebrate his own wealth, he's done.
You know what I'm curious? I wonder how many NFL owners wish there was not a salary cap.
Yeah. Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Him.
Arthur Blank would love it, probably.
Yeah. They didn't have a damn salary cap.
Yeah, but then there's some that really wish it would go down.
Yes. That's another thing. Like Mark Davis.
Why does this cap keep going up? Every year.
Mark Davis, the Spanos.
That dude in Kansas City, that dork in Kansas City. What's his name? Hunt.
Yeah, you don't want to buy them new hitting equipment.
He doesn't even want to pay the heat bill for the water.
Dork.
They won 3 Super Bowls out of 5. He doesn't even want to have hot water in the facility.
Probably going to win another one.
Probably, yeah. He's going to go for a three-peat.
Probably going to win.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
The Hawks took a lead in this game, too. They went ahead 113-107. Looked like it was going to be okay. They struggled all game. They were down by as many as 17. They battled their way back. Took the lead, tied it at 117 with 2:25 to go. Then they took the lead, 108-103. And then they took another lead of 113-107, but couldn't hold on to it as the Raptors come in and beat the Hawks. The Hawks really struggling right now. Well, that's it from here. Final score, Raptors 122 and the Hawks 119.
They only lose the damn Raptors.
A couple ways they lost to the Raptors. They played really poor defense.
Yes.
It did look in the fourth quarter when they made that run.
All right, man, let's stop bull jiving.
They made
a
couple shots finally, and it looked like they were going to hang on. And every time they would do that, the Raptors would answer. Scotty Barnes is a really good player. RJ Dan Barrett, where's he been?
Dude,
RJ Barrett with a couple huge shots.
He was up there for
a second. Yeah, they sent him back to Canada.
I was like, oh,
and everybody forgot about him.
I said, damn, I forgot RJ went home.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And then, you know, three losses in a row, and then you got to play them Saturday.
Yep.
You'll be having a watch party, right?
Nope, not this Saturday.
Not this Saturday?
Nope. When? Nope. The Saturday after
After you have a watch party? Okay.
Nobody
wanted to see that anyway.
Yeah, no. We're not watch partying for that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
They need to get together. And now, Jalen Johnson got hurt last night. It was the other shoulder. How he was carrying it, most times you see a guy carry a show like that, it probably popped out and stuff like that. I've unfortunately had that a couple times, popping back in. He might have weak shoulders. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know it sounds funny, but he just, like you said, he might.
Yeah,
people have shoulder issues where they are easily dislocated.
Not everybody's body parts are created equal.
Yeah.
And some people's shoulders, you know, I don't know. What is it? The tissue's thinner? I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Single ply tissue in his shoulders?
Your sockets are, it's too small.
Yeah.
The little ball thing.
He's got small sockets.
Small. Yeah, it's too small.
Maybe his sockets are too small.
It just slides out like that, Andy.
It's never good when it slides out.
Yeah, it slides out like that.
All I know is he left the court after 11 minutes of playing time, and that's never good for the Hawks. He missed quite a bit of time last year. He's missed a little bit of time this year. He is clearly one of the most important players on the team. I would go so far as to say, obviously, Trey's the best guy on the team, but for what Jalen does offensively and defensively,
he's the best player
you fall off the cliff defensively when he's not out there. It's just not the same. Yeah, the timeline for his injury is a huge deal for them.
Yes.
They were playing some pretty decent ball. Obviously, the last couple haven't gone their way. But if Jalen Johnson's going to be out
for a while,
yeah, they're going to slide out of where they are right now. Again, sliding out, never good.
But I mean, unless you get, like, all-world performances from, obviously.
From Veet Krejci.
Veet and all the – but, like, the Dyson Daniels, his offensive output got an uptick.
Yeesh.
I think
– I know he had 22 last night.
I think Big O's got an uptick.
Yeah.
Bogey. I mean, but, okay, you can uptick offensively. Where the hell are you going to be?
That's the thing.
And they're not a great defensive team anyways,
even
but they're
with
better.
Yeah, even with him. I think guys can pick up the slack offensively, but defensively it's just going to be really tough.
Yep.
And, again, we don't know what the timeline is. If and when we do, we will let you know. We'll come back. We'll talk some conference championship. Both NFC and AFC conference championships are right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game coming up this weekend. We'll talk about what it's going to take to go to the Super Bowl after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What, for Jersey Mike?
Hey, oh, that's for Jersey Mike? He's playing the song for you, Mike.
Did we even do this? Did we go this far for Wendy?
No, we were
a little over the top.
I ain't going to shed no tears with Mike.
No.
I'm going to miss him.
He just came by and said, I'm going to miss you. Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to think about you after 2 o'clock today.
But, yeah, I mean, he was crying about Wendy. Yeah, we were wiping snot away. Yeah, you know, Brian left, we wiped the snot away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fun.
Have fun, Jersey
Mike.
Good luck. Have a good time. Hope you get frostbite up there.
Watch out for the rats. I hear they're
bad. Watch out for it, man. But no, as we talked, it is Jersey Mike Clash Day, man. And obviously, he's a big part of what we do.
People might be like, who's Jersey Mike?
Yeah.
He's the on-site engineer for many of our remotes.
Yes, who just
sets up the equipment.
And sits in the corner.
And then sits there and drinks beer.
Yep.
For four hours.
Type of guy.
Yeah, super hard job.
My type of guy right there. My type of guy. Booyaka, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Bo getting off cinema. You can at least wait to takeaways, Bo.
Yeah, we're not going to spend a whole segment on it. You know? We'll miss you. Good luck.
Yeah,
all
man.
Right. Let's talk about it.
Real quick. Some news coming out. Yeah. Longtime Georgia trainer. Athletic trainer. I'm talking about he was there when I was there. Ron Corson is stepping down up there at UGA, man. I mean, I've been knowing Ron for so long. I remember his kids were babies. And his son was playing on the Georgia football team. That's how long I've been knowing Ron Corson. And so, yeah, love that man. I'm about to send him a text in a second and everything like that. Miss him. And Bobby Slowick.
Yeah.
Offensive coordinator. The guy who – didn't the Falcons
– Didn't
some Falcon fans tell us that he needed to – why didn't they interview him for the head coaching job?
From the Life Comes At You Fast department.
Unbelievable.
Bobby Slowick was one of the seemingly hot names in the coaching carousel last year. Offensive coordinator for the Houston Texans. Didn't get a job last offseason. I don't know if he turned them down the way that Ben Johnson did.
Right.
There were reports that he didn't interview well. That's what people said last year about Bobby Slowick.
Right.
Maybe that was true because the Texans are letting him go. That's wild.
Yeah, man.
That's wild.
Unbelievable,
after 2 years of C.J. Stroud and all the success they've had, now I understand this year was sort of a step back. And there were some rumblings down there that they were going to take play calling away from him.
Yes.
Remember that?
You remember we were like, really?
Like Bobby Slowick? Really? That guy was supposed to be one of the young up-and-comers. And again, strike iron's hot. Now, I'll say this. They're letting him go. I don't know what the reasons are.
They let the offensive line coach go too.
Right. So it seems like they're just ready to turn the page.
So
he's going to get a job.
He's not going to get an OC job.
You don't think so?
I think he's going to be the quarterback coach in Atlanta.
Bobby Slowick?
Or the passing game? No, the passing game coordinator.
What's the tie?
Huh?
Who's he know?
He was in San Fran.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah, because he came from San Fran, but they all know each other. I'm pretty sure he was.
He was with the Redskins when
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Raheem
they were all together.
They were all together.
So I would be surprised Bobby Sloan comes over here. It becomes the pass game coordinator.
I mean, man, again, life comes at you fast if that's what it is.
But they were all together.
I mean, Pete Carroll needs an offensive coordinator in Las Vegas. Now, maybe he's got a better Rolodex than that. I don't know. Maybe Bobby Sloan isn't hot blank like everybody thought that he was a year ago.
Right.
But, man, there you go.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
Rough day.
Well, also, what did they wait so long for? Like, the season's been over for – I guess they just got –
That's
them.
A great
they
one.
Just played.
He just said, does he go to Detroit to replace Ben Johnson?
I don't know.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like
you just got fired.
Right. There's a lot of teams that need offensive coordinators
Does he go to Miami? Because all of them are looped together.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are looped from Washington.
Yeah. No, so, that all makes sense. It just, again, if there's more to it than just the offense fell off, then maybe not. But it's just hard to imagine going from being a hot head coaching candidate name to not even being an offensive coordinator the next season.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. But, hey, that's what happens. That's what happens sometimes. These two teams are not worried about that. Or, sorry, four teams, because they're playing this weekend. Two of them are going to be playing in the Super Bowl. Who do you think those two teams are going to be? Let's start with the first game. We'll start with the NFC Championship, both of which, by the way, NFC and AFC Championship games will be played right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, your home of the NFL playoffs. Join us for the action for the conference championship games this Sunday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, your home for the NFL on Westwood One, brought to you by your Greater Atlanta McDonald's. Enjoy steak on any breakfast favorite. By Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors. By Prize Picks, run your game. And by Chattanooga Whiskey, the Tennessee way. Long-ass read.
I think this game is what Jalen Hurts do you get. And I'm talking about the mobility part. Because that knee, you don't know how that's going to affect him or everything. If you're Washington, you sell out to stop the zone read runs and allow Jalen to have the pool read. I think that's going to be key. Can they keep Saquon to 100 or less? Can they? That's why the Washington. The biggest thing.
I think the answer to that is no.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Like that's a great key, but like they played him twice. He's gone for $150 and two touchdowns both times.
Yes.
He seems to have even taken it to another level.
Yes.
In these playoff games, like that defense. That Washington has a lot of reasons why they're here.
Right.
The defense isn't really one of them.
I agree with that.
Right?
And, you know, the thing for Washington, can you get it to the fourth quarter and give this kid a chance? Because if he has the ball last and them needing to score to tie or win, there's nothing that tells me that he's not going to.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, this dude has ice water. This is a mediocre football team with a great quarterback.
Absolutely right.
You know what I mean?
That's how you go from where they were to where they are.
Yes.
There tends to, like, when teams do stuff like this, tends to be a couple of different things. Washington did all three of them this last offseason.
Yes.
They got the right quarterback, they hired a new head coach, and they got a new general manager. Seems like they did well
they
on
did
all
four.
Of them.
They had the ownership.
And, and that's really the key.
That's really the key.
Like, let's be honest about it. That's really the reason why Washington is back in the mix, because Dan Snyder was a joke and everyone knew it for a very long time.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is the real deal. If he's able to do this, again, we've talked about this number throughout the week a little bit, the fact that there's been six other quarterbacks that have ever made it to the conference championship in their rookie season. All six of them lost.
Yes.
Like, those are great stories, but then you lose and that's that.
But they didn't have all those teams. Look at the quarterback and look at the defenses and look at this guy.
Right.
Yeah.
This seems harder for him.
It does.
Like,
it
those
does.
Guys all had top five defenses. We're talking about, like, prime Steelers defenses. We're talking about the 49ers
Jets,
a couple
Jets
years
defense.
Ago. The Jets with Rex Ryan defenses.
Yes,
like
the Tampa
those defenses.
Bay defense.
These Commanders are not that. They got some nice players.
Yes.
Veteran players. They pieced it together. It's good. Dan Quinn's done a good job with these guys. But, like, if they win this game, it's because Daniels goes out there and balls.
Yes.
If he does that,
yes.
What a story.
Hell yeah, it'd be a great story.
I mean, it would be 2 weeks, and it would probably get over the top, whatever, but, like, that's a dream come true for the 2 weeks leading into the Super Bowl for this guy to be in.
But I think the Eagles win because I think the Eagles are going to bludgeon their defense. I think they're going to run the hell out of Saquon.
I do, too.
And find a way to win this football game. Sixth number, I like it to make it more like 12.
Okay.
I think they're going to get a late score and win this football game.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that for sure. I just do think that Washington's going to find a way to score. They just have. They have against these guys, and they have against most teams. You know what they're going to do. They're going to play fast. They're going to try to tire them out.
Yep.
They're going to go for it on fourth down. Yep. They're the greatest team in the history of fourth down conversions in a single season. And they're going to put the ball in Jaden Daniels' hands or Jaden Daniels' hands and try to let him win the game.
Yep, that's exactly what
I'm with you. I think Philly's probably going to get it done. But I think it's going to be an entertaining game. And then the crown jewel. The matchup that everyone's been looking
I don't want to say if not. Because they're both under 30. Josh Allen, and I remember you said this when we were talking and they lost Stephon Diggs. The window's closing. You got Josh freaking Allen. Josh is a window buster, okay? That's how great of a player this dude is, all right? The biggest thing for him is that he can't play against Patrick Mahomes, all right? You got to play against their defense. How does Kansas City's defense hold up against that extra tight end runs that's killing everybody?
Now they love to bring all the big bodies
the
out
extra
there.
The extra tackle runs. And Josh, when he's running the football, because Josh Allen's going to have to run. Like, this is – like, you got to be Superman without making mistakes. And if you're Josh Allen, that's running the football, all those different things, getting Cookie going. And I think Buffalo's defense matches up well because they play more DBs. And Kansas City is not a physical football team. Now, they turned a physical football team on Sunday. I'm completely wrong. When they start running with Pacheco and all of them, I'm wrong. But they played the nickel with the spy on Pat. I don't know if Kelce can drub that up again. Can somebody else make plays for Kansas City?
Yeah.
Now, I ain't betting against Kansas City.
No, neither am I.
I'm not going to bet against them.
Neither am I. Everything that I'm about to say is going to make it sound like I'm thinking the Bills are going to win this game.
Yeah, I'm not betting
Kansas. And then I'm going to say Kansas City's going to win, and the reason Kansas City's going to win is because they always do. Because they have Patrick Mahomes, and if the game is close, which it probably will be, he's going to find a way to create magic and win the football game. Yeah. Like, until he doesn't do it, I'm going to guess that he's going to do it. The thing that's got to give you, you know, obviously Bills fans are going to have confidence and hope that they can get it done. But, like, if you're just talking about this game from a neutral perspective, the thing that's got to make you feel like Buffalo could is Josh Allen has played great in these big games.
Right.
Like,
he's played well.
It took Patrick Mahomes being a magician to keep them out a couple of different times. Josh Allen couldn't have possibly done more other than line up on defense and stop Patrick Mahomes in that playoff game that they lost a couple of years ago. Now, they haven't been back to this point since then. Remember, like, everybody kind of talks about the Bills and Chiefs as if they're in. Now, the Chiefs beat a different team every year.
Yes.
Like, sometimes it's the Ravens, sometimes it's the Bengals, sometimes it's the Bills, whatever. Like, it's a different group that they're going through. And that's why people are saying, if not now, when? Because there's no guarantee to get back.
I understand that part.
I feel like as long as – and I think the window conversation has been proven this year. They lost all those guys. They've had to build it differently because Josh Allen's paid now, and they're still here.
Yep.
They're still one of the best teams in the AFC. I just think Patrick Mahomes is going to win. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to win the playoff.
I'm not going to bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And I think it's a repeat of 2 years ago. I think it's Philly, and I think it's Kansas City.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's Philly and Kansas City.
Buffalo and Philly would be cool.
It would be.
Buffalo and Washington would be a rematch from like 91 or something. Something like that. 90?
Was Mark
Rippin.
Rippin and played them. That's right.
Rippin beat them.
Rippin
I don't know if it was the first or the second of the four
that
they lost.
It had to be the second one.
Yeah.
Because they lost to the Giants.
Then the Redskins, then the Cowboys twice. Right. Yeah, so it'd be a rematch. No one cares about that. That was 35 years ago, but it did happen. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything on a Happy Hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. One phone line available, 404-726-0929. We'll get to the calls in just a minute. Another name that just popped up here in the break conversation for some of these offensive coordinator openings, Chip Kelly.
Nah, don't see it.
Chip Kelly, the national championship offensive coordinator for Ohio State.
Yep.
I don't see it.
I don't see it either.
I think Chip is – I think Chip's where he needs
he's
to
fine.
Be. By the way, I know that, you know, it's not fun to do this. It's more fun to talk about, like, guys' legacies and who sucks and all that. But, like, what a cool story. Like, Chip Kelly goes back to be the offensive coordinator for his quarterback that he coached in college at New Hampshire. Ryan Day was his quarterback at New Hampshire 20 years ago.
Yes.
And he's done what he's done. Obviously, he's one of the hottest names in the sport for a while, and obviously that's not the same anymore. And he goes back to be the OC for Ryan Day.
Yes.
When Ryan Day needs it more than anything.
Anybody. Like,
they were going to get fired if they didn't get it done. And they get it done together. That's awesome.
It's awesome.
Like, that's a movie.
And think about if Boston College doesn't come open.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly, because Bill O'Brien was the offensive coordinator. So Chip, I guess, still would have stayed at UCLA for another year.
No, he was gone.
He was going to leave anyway.
They were fed up with him.
Well, he left. They didn't fire him,
right? But no, I'm saying they were fed up with him, and he was fed up with them.
Okay.
They were amicable.
Yeah, amicable. Yeah, that's what they call amicable.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Like, it's just kind of a fun, cool story. Both guys kind of needed it at that moment,
right,
and it worked out for them. And I don't know. If I'm Chip Kelly, I stay working for Ryan Day.
Hey, just chill out.
I don't have to recruit. They got $20 million to pay these guys to come play for me.
I'll get this call plays.
All I got to do is call plays.
There's no way.
Yeah,
I'm not leaving.
I'm going to do this. This dude hated recruiting 15 years ago.
So imagine it now.
You think recruiting's more fun now? All right. Sam's in Marietta. What's up, Sam?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, first of all, I want to say Randy almost made me lit up my windshield with my juice when he said that Elvis joke, zipping up that junction. Anyway, I had a question for Mr. McMichael. If you had an opportunity, would you coach like for the Falcons or Georgia? Because you have so much knowledge. You always talking to all these
Hey,
teams
Sam.
And this and that.
Oh. Take it easy, Sam. Hang up on Sam. What are you trying to do?
No. Would I ever coach? I don't say never anymore about anything. Because before I say I would never, ever coach. And I think the one thing about knowledge, you got knowledge, but it's you got to have that in other stuff to be a coach. And I don't have the patience to deal with other people at this point. But when I say never, no, I would never do that. I would never
save Sam's number and block
it. I would never do that. But no.
What are you trying to do to me here?
Yeah, I would never say never. But, yeah, having knowledge of a game is one thing. But
I got bills to pay, Sam.
Coaching it, no. I have my project at home right now that I'm coaching at.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good. Call in and try to lose me some more coworkers, Sam. We'll find out where you work and go ask your favorite coworker if he wants to quit to go do something else. Good Lord. Mason's in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, boys? Hey, Sam, these kids too soft for Randy to be coaching them, so you ain't got to worry about that. A couple things. I'm in sales, right? So I drive to these appointments every day and, you know, see a bunch of different people. It's really cool. I really enjoy it. But today I came across a Florida fan, and he's talking about Kyle Pitts and everything, and he said it's the program. He said Kyle Pitts don't fit in the program scheme and all this stuff, and he would be great somewhere else. I didn't really agree with that. I'm curious what y'all think.
I don't know what to think. I really don't. We talk about ball. Like, I think if he went to Denver, Sean Payton would play him like he plays, like he was with Jimmy Graham. Let him just run and just throw the ball. That's what the Falcons need to do with Kyle. Don't ask him to do too much. Don't ask him to do too much. Let him do what he does best. Kyle is a freakish straight-line runner. And he's a pretty good runner when he gets the ball in his hands also.
Yeah, he is.
So they got to change how they want to use Kyle.
Right.
And it'll work. I know that for a fact. If they use him, Kyle is supposed to be doing what Drake does in the slot.
Right.
That's what Kyle is supposed to be doing.
Right.
Kyle obviously can't do that, or Drake is just better at it. Let Kyle go straight.
One of the emphases, whatever, of the offseason, I would imagine, for the offensive staff, if they're going to keep Kyle Pitts, and who knows, maybe they try to move him, I have no idea. But if he's going to be on the team, it's to design some plays that work with two tight ends.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because they want to run the one tight end stuff,
which
means Kyle Pitts has to do a bunch of stuff that Kyle Pitts isn't good at.
Right.
And it takes him away from doing the stuff that he is good at.
Correct.
So find a way, because Charlie Warner's going to be here.
Yes.
Paid him.
Yes.
He played really well in what he's being asked to do. He's really good at that kind of stuff that Kyle Pitts isn't particularly good at. Kyle Pitts could do all kinds of stuff that he can't do.
Right.
So they got to find a way where you can run an offense where both those guys could be on the field at the same time. Because, again, if you have him and he has all of these gifts, things that most people don't have,
right,
you have to find a way to unlock that
stuff.
But we're 4 years in and no one has yet.
Yeah.
So maybe you can't. Maybe it isn't the system.
I agree with that.
Maybe it's the guy.
But to get the best out of Kyle, you got to let Kyle do what he does best. Kyle is a down-the-field, running, stretching-the-field tight end.
If he's going to be here, you have to find a way to make that
offense is. Basically, what you got to do, you got to keep Kyle moving.
You have to.
You got to keep him moving.
You have to.
Whether it's drag route, you got to keep Kyle moving.
Matt is in Dallas. Hey, Matt.
Texas?
Damn, Andy. Sam's trying to take everything from you. Jersey Mike now, Randy.
Yeah, man. I know this is Randy's going away show, too. God.
Hey,
and it's Randy, like coaching carousel season two. So who knows? Maybe an AD's driving around looking for a tight ends coach or an offensive guy. God, I wanted to cut the whole radio station off at that point. Man, you kidding me?
You're going to need your own collective. Conti's going to have to kind of pony up on your collective to keep these guys around.
Say that again.
Quick thing. Randy, you might have already answered this. I've been on paternity leave. I got a new daughter who came in 2 weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations,
bro.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it. Been able to listen to the show a little bit more with a weird work schedule. Randy, you might have already told the story. Did Crowder throw you under the bus with the Saban and the Wiki show story that he told on the podcast? Or what was the whole deal about that, man? Can you clear that up?
You know what's so funny is that I don't know if he threw me under the bus. I don't feel like he threw me under the bus. I am a part of it. Like, outside of Coach Saban, Channing, and the stripper, I was the biggest part of it because I didn't know. You know?
What a sentence.
Yeah. outside of those three, right. I was the bigger part of the story because right. I was the stripper's coach.
Randy McMichael.
Running so the show. I don't look at it that way now. Everybody, and that's why I was asking Annie yesterday, you know, I got a different sense of humor than people of today. And so I was like, people keep sending me, I was like, what am I supposed to say? Like, I'm cool. And I know Channing, and just like you said, y'all keep saying he didn't have to mention me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did have to do it. Because it's Crowder.
What he could have done if he wanted to be a little bit friendlier about it is all he did was mention your name.
And that's how I did it.
And then tell this crazy-ass story
so
that people are like, oh, what'd Randy have to do with this?
Exactly.
He could have very easily been like, Randy had nothing to do with this.
Because I didn't have anything to do with it.
But he didn't do that.
But the thing about it was
– I don't say it's throwing you under the bus. He just included you into something and then didn't explain how you were included.
But it was a great story, though.
It was a great story.
But that's
and your
like,
side of the story was also great.
Yeah, but I
which, by
that,
the way,
like,
Randy told at 12:20 on – Wednesday.
Yeah, but that's why.
On Wednesday.
Like,
download the podcast and listen to it at 12:20.
Nothing bad happened.
Yeah.
Nothing bad happened. But no, I don't feel like he threw me in the bus. But it was Channing, though. That's the thing about it. It was Channing, and I knew that he was going to mention my name. Because every time he tells a story, he mentions my name.
It's also just very funny how he did it, too, because the viral clip that they put out on social media to send people to the full story is like 30 seconds, whatever. And he says your name in that.
Yes.
So now that's circulating everywhere. And like, I've gotten texts from people who I haven't heard from in years.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, look at Randy's in a stripper story with Nick Saban.
Yeah.
When strippers come out, Coach. Randy McMichael.
Kind of.
Running the show.
And so that's all it was. It
says your name clear as
day. It was a team meeting. And so it was 70 players in there.
Yeah.
I just happened to have the microphone introducing things.
Right.
And that was awesome.
You were the MC.
I was the MC of the rookie challenge show, yes.
You did not know what he was going to do.
No, I knew he was going to do something stupid.
But you didn't know specifically.
I didn't know specifically.
You probably never would have thought that he would do that.
Never.
Right?
Never.
And so, whatever. It's not your fault.
No, I know it's not. That's why when people keep saying, I'm like, nothing. It's not bad.
I love that he threw your name in it, though, too, because it brings it back up for us to talk about.
Yeah.
Because it's hilarious.
But no, everything's cool.
All right. Wayne's in Jonesboro. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, what's up, man?
So, in comparison to what y'all just talked about, I think a caller or two ago about our coaching staff here in Atlanta and as far as Kyle Pitts is concerned. Now, you know, when he was with Matt Ryan, they was able to get the best out of him. That was his best year, obviously. Right. Having that in mind and what we got right now, if y'all were the deciding authority over the draft, would you all trade Michael Penix to the Raiders? They've got the number one overall pick or whatever team it is.
Titans.
And draft.
The Titans.
Would y'all trade him to the Titans and draft Shedeur Sanders and bring Deion Sanders as the head coach? And if you would or wouldn't, tell me why.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's... I'm not trading Michael Penix.
No. I mean, that's
– I'm not trading Michael Penix.
That's a no from Jump Street.
Yeah. I don't understand this. That right there, the question. Why would I trade Michael Penix for Shedeur? I don't think Shedeur is better than Michael Penix.
I don't either.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think he's better than him.
Yeah, I mean, I think Shedeur is really good.
I think Shedeur is good.
At the same level, Penix had a lot more success.
Yeah.
Now, he's also played a little bit of NFL football and looks pretty good, too.
Yeah, so. I would keep Michael Penix.
Yeah, I would, too. All right, Tim's in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Andy, Randy, y'all had me y'all had me cracking up this morning talking about the situation at the house, and it reminded me of a conversation I had with my friend, and I was asking a question to tell you the backstory. So what's something you do around the house that's a little bit different than your neighbor or coworker? Me, I have to sleep with a fan on. I don't care how cold it is.
Okay.
But my boy said he brushes his teeth at the kitchen sink. And I was like, well, why do you do that? And he goes, man, the bathroom's the doo-doo room. So he brushes his teeth at the kitchen sink.
All right. Fair enough.
So it just kind of reminded me of a conversation I had with my friend the other day. So what's something you do a little different around the house? I appreciate it.
Oh, good question.
Because I sleep so light. My wife, she can't sleep without the sound machine. Like, it's just, even when we're on vacation, it's being her in a hotel, she plays the waves on her iPad. Like, she has to, I'm cool, whatever,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, when she's gone, I have to turn it off for some reason. But I have to sleep with the TV on when she's not there.
Interesting.
I fall asleep better watching TV than I do just falling asleep.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's maybe a little bit different.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what's normal. So often I say stuff that I think is normal,
right,
and then you guys are kind of like, wait a minute, what'd you say? And then I'm like, oh, that's not what everyone does? And so I don't really know. Like, I don't brush my teeth in the kitchen sink.
No.
I brush my teeth in the bathroom. I will say I have a son that's obsessed with toothbrushes, toothpaste, and dental hygiene, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's a little annoying. I think he just wants to eat the toothpaste.
That probably
You know how kids' toothpaste kind of tastes good?
That's probably it.
So the other day I was like, all right, little guy, why don't you taste what real toothpaste is?
Yeah.
And I put some minty toothpaste on there. He didn't like that very much.
So give him the minty.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do
now.
It's like, you want to brush your teeth? This is a chore.
There you go.
This is not a little treat. We're not eating watermelon toothpaste like it's growing on trees. That stuff's expensive. The only thing that comes to mind, this is not that weird, but it's what I do every single day. My wife gets up to go to work super early, right? So she's gone well before we all get up. And the coffee that she makes in the morning is whatever. She takes like half the pot. So there's half a pot. Pot turns off. It's cold by the time I get up.
Right.
I just drink cold coffee.
I don't drink cold coffee, but there's always a cup that's left over from this morning. I'll put it in the microwave.
Okay.
And make it about, but I would not drink it.
I've thought about that.
Yeah. I put it in a glass.
And then I never do it.
Yeah. I put it in a glass. It
tastes fine.
Put it on 75 seconds.
75
seconds?
Yeah,
75 seconds.
That's going to be a hot cup of coffee.
Yeah, but then one thing I usually do, because I cook all the time, if I don't clean up the night before, I'll usually clean up the morning.
Yeah, sure.
So
me too.
Like that. Yeah, I always do it. As always, whatever's left over in my coffee cup in the car and in the coffee pot, I make sure I don't waste no coffee.
Oh, me either.
Yeah, I drink the coffee.
But I always just tell myself it's cold brew. I know that's not how cold brew's made. It's a different thing.
I would have thought the same
But
thing.
I'm just like, it's cold. It's cold brew. Whatever.
What's the difference between a cold coffee and a cold brew?
I think they brew it different.
Well, what's the difference between cold coffee and cold? Because
iced coffee is what you're talking
about. My wife takes ice.
You're just having iced coffee.
That's all.
Yeah. I'm just having iced coffee.
Yeah,
but with no ice in it. It's just room temperature coffee.
Is it naturally cooled over
It
time?
All comes back to my dad.
Yeah.
We just like room temperature beverages. My dad's a room temperature beer guy. I'm a room temperature coffee guy. I just don't want anything to go to waste. All right. Turned out it was kind of weird. All right.
It's not weird.
We got there. A little bit different. All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day.
Somebody just said the bathroom is a doo-doo room.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, whatever. And obviously, the biggest thing is that my gal Lily is obsessed with Elvis.
She really likes Elvis.
Yes.
Even though he was on, what was he on?
At Snout.
And fried chicken.
Yep.
Jalen Johnson might just have small sockets.
Yeah, man.
He might have small shoulder sockets.
Yeah,
might. Small it's possibilities. Sockets. Not everybody's that body happens. Parts are created equal. Nobody does
true.
More with less than Abe Gordon.
Those two comments were unrelated. Those two comments are unrelated.
Amicable. Perfect term for when you both hate each other.
Yes.
And unfortunately for the Hawks, it was a onslaught of dick last night for the Raptors.
It was just too much dick early.
Oh, man. Another fun week as we get ready to sign off. Hey, Jersey Mike, man, we appreciate you so much, brother.
Good luck.
Good luck to you.
You're going to do great.
You're going to be awesome, dude. You're going to be awesome. But I still hope you get frosted.
I met a lot of people in radio working, and most of them are terrible.
Yes.
So you're not. So congratulations. You won that. Good luck in New York. Everybody have an awesome weekend.
Be safe.
We'll talk to you on Monday.